Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Predestined Kingdom Ministry videos. I am Kenithia Johnson, or Kenithia J, and so I'm actually doing Anchor with YouTube right now. So hopefully it works out and everything. Okay, that'll work. So thank you, Heavenly Father. I want to humbly come before your throne. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed it be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Forgive me of my debts as I forgive my debtors. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. Thank you, Father, you reign. Thank you, Jesus. So today's scripture is going to be from Matthew 7, verse 7 through 8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Praise God. So I had a dream last night. I had two dreams last night. Well, the one, I probably have more, but what I remember to write down was two parts of two different dreams. So, on the first dream, I was filling up my communion cup to take communion, but I ended up filling three of them. And I didn't eat the cracker or the juice. I just saw, like, I was filling up my communion cup, and I ended up filling three of them, full cups. It was three full cups. So that was one dream. And then in another, that was with my dad. My dad was in the dream helping me. Like, he was holding the cup while I was pouring it, and he was putting it down so it could be one, two, three. Okay. And in the second dream, my dad was giving me money. He was giving me, it was a $100 bill, then folded inside was a $50 bill, and then he separately gave me a $20 bill. So I woke up because I was just like, is this real? I got excited. So of course it was a dream, but I went to look up biblical meanings behind it, and that's how I actually got the Bible verse we just read and everything. So here's some information I got. When you dream about communion, it means a challenging time in your life is coming to an end. You are being finished with a serious work. That means something major that you are contemplating on, that you are working on, is finished. It is finished. The other thing I found was a $100 bill means a new beginning that is different from anything you have ever experienced before. Doing something new you have never done before. New opportunities. Opportunities to try new things. So two of the same messages I got from these dreams was that everything bad is coming to an end. All of the challenging times, all of the bad days, all of the bad times, it's over. God said that's it. He is calling his children free. The Lord God is calling all his children free. In dreams, money represents power, success, prosperity, and gifts. Dreaming about receiving money means a person is receiving wisdom and prosperity. Receiving money happens when you are a continuous giver. It could be money, wisdom, knowledge, prayers, or etc. Once you are a continuous giver, you will start receiving plentifully, bountifully. You shall never lack again. So what the Lord wants you to know is that the earth has shifted. God has leveled out the playing field for his remnants, for his children. So those days of being defeated, those days of near success syndrome, shabba-ba-ba, hallelujah, Lord, those days of almost getting there and not getting there are over. Those days of you not getting your promotion, of you not, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, those days of you struggling, of you living out in poverty, it is over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you receive the abundance of God. May you receive all and overflow plenty, all that God has for you in his will, his ways. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you receive this word. You plead the blood of Jesus on this word. That you take it to the throne of God himself. And that you seal this word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It is finished. Congratulations. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's finished, family. Shalom.